Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 75, Training and Recovery Nutrition. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. Now, this is actually the fifth in the series on nutrition. This week we're diving into training and recovery nutrition. Just for a quick recap, week number one, all about recording how you're eating now. Week number two is putting a focus on making sure you get at least 5 serves a day of fruit and veg, remembering a closed fist is the size of 1 serve. Week number three was about a palm-sized serve of protein at every meal, breakfast included. And week number four was bringing in some mindful behaviors to how you're eating. So look, what I want to really do is stress the overall importance of those first 4 things. I've said a number of times that some of the biggest things you can do for your performance are actually outside of training, not the training itself. And this is absolutely one of them. Setting up a good platform of health from your nutrition is an absolute fundamental. Okay, so as always, as we get into today's, then this is general advice that is going to apply to most people and make a difference to most people. But for those of you with specific dietary needs or health concerns, please do consult a qualified dietitian or medical professional. Okay, so getting into the concept, what we want to do with training and recovery nutrition. The basic concept is this. We want to fuel your bigger and harder training well so that you can get the most benefit from it. Okay, and we want to consider that as something separate from our day-to-day nutrition. There's a lot of people who have the same thing or something similar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. I want to change that mindset and say, on your training days, that's when we want to be eating more, and we want to do it around your training itself. So we want to eat enough before, during, and soon after training to perform well and also recover well, okay? Not just for training, but also for life. If you go and have a real tough session first thing in the morning, well, you've still got to go to work or deal with your kids or whatever else is going on, okay? It's not just about the training, it's also about life. And so we want to pack that extra fueling around our training and then return to normal day-to-day healthy eating behaviors outside of that. Look, as a very rough example of what I was just saying, eating more on those training days, let's take a fictitious person, and we'll come up with some fictitious numbers. So please, these numbers are not meaningful for you. They're just an example. So let's say your average person on a non-training day, a non-active day, would need 2,000 calories of food. Okay. Now, on a training day, if you have 2 sessions, a morning swim squat and an evening bike session or run or something like that, then maybe you're burning 500 calories extra in the morning, 500 extra at night. That's another 1,000 calories. That's 50% more food, 50% more energy that you are burning on your training days than your non-training days. So 50%, that is a huge difference. So I hope you can see from that is that we absolutely do need to therefore put more fuel around that training to perform in the session and to recover from it. So that's the concept that we're going to take forward today. And we're going to go through a few scenarios just to illustrate it. The first scenario is really simple. You've got a short, easy session. Okay, maybe it's a 30-minute, low-intensity lunchtime run. What nutrition do you need for this? Nothing special. Okay, it's so small in the scheme of it. It's low intensity, it's low stress on the body, and it's short duration. You're not burning a lot of energy. So something small like that, you don't need to go and fuel specifically for that. What you need to fuel for are the intense sessions and the long sessions. So, second scenario. Let's take a Tuesday or a Thursday. Like I said, for a lot of people, we have a swim squat in the morning, and then there'll be an intense session in the evening, maybe a bike or run. So, what we want to do is, early in the morning, starting before swim squat, is we want to look at having some fuel before you even go swimming. Now, I know a lot of you will say, well, I don't do that, or I don't need that, but it's really, really well worth experimenting with to figure out or to find out, actually, does that help you perform better in swimming, and does that help you recover better afterwards? Because for a lot of people, it will. And Stacey Sims is really, really big on this, the importance of early morning fueling for women. Look, I know a lot of men who do it as well and get benefits from it. Some do, some don't. But yeah, look, the word from Stacey, and so therefore it is right, is that fueling before that first session of the day that has intensity is really important. Now, the reason why we want to do that, you've been fasting overnight since you finished dinner. You've been fasting, you haven't had fuel going in, and when you wake up in the morning, there's a hormone in your body called cortisol. Okay, it's called the stress hormone because it's an indicator of stress within your body. And that hormone level is really, really high first thing in the morning, which is part of the process of waking you up. Okay, but so what we want to do is we want to be able to deal with both of these things. We want to give your body a little bit of protein to help it deal with that stressed state it's in, help it recover from that. But as you're going into the day, and we want to give it a little bit of carbohydrate to prime the body for the intense work it's about to do. So if you don't do that, performance in your session may be compromised. Even if it's not compromised, I'd suggest in a lot of cases, you're just not going to be able to hit the session quite as well as you would do otherwise with a bit of fuel. And you're also then, if you're not having that nutrition first thing before an intense session, you're actually digging a deeper hole of stress. You think you wake up, your body is in a stress state in the morning, and then you go and throw more stress at it with intensity in swimming. Well, that's just going to take longer to recover from. So eating first before you go to that training makes a lot of sense. Look, I can already hear the protests that I can't or I don't like eating first thing in the morning. Understand, okay? Have something small. Something is better than nothing when it comes to this. Okay, so what might you have? What we want to do is have a bit of protein and a bit of carbohydrate. Those who can happily stomach, a reasonable serve. We're not talking about a meal. We're just talking about something to get the body going. It could be a protein shake. You might have a hard-boiled egg on toast. You might have a banana with some peanut butter, or even just a few dates and almonds if you don't normally stomach a lot. But having something, a bit of protein, a bit of carbohydrate, that sets you up for that session, and that's starting your recovery process already. Okay, so that's before. During, for those who are training a lot, then you may want some sports drink in the session. Again, to keep up the energy level so you can perform well in it and you're not digging too much of a calorific hole, if there is such a term, that you're not getting yourself into a deep deficit of calories early in the day. The need for this, because our swim squish sessions are an hour, they're not extra long, so the need for this is a bit less if you're fueling first. Okay, then after the swim, think about the breakfast that you would normally have on a day when you're not training. Again, that meal which has got lots of protein, ideally veggies in it, to set you up when you're not training. Okay, then you've got to add more because of the training you've done. You've just burned a bunch of energy, so you need to restock that. If you would normally have breakfast, you've got to have that breakfast and more again. And again, the main things we're looking for here are protein and carbohydrate, a good sized dose of each. Okay, again, thinking about your normal breakfast, add more. At this stage, we want to go generally lower fat because fat slows down the digestion process. So just, yeah, don't think that's the time to load up on masses of fat. And how much that you have after swimming? Well, that really depends on how much you had before and during. Those who want to get scientific about it can start counting calories, but just recognize that you definitely need to eat a much bigger breakfast on a day where you have trained first thing in the morning than the day where you've done nothing. Okay, you've burned a lot of energy already. You need to have your normal breakfast plus more. Okay, so just recapping on that, from waking up until we've had breakfast, post-swim breakfast, we've eaten to recover from our sleep and the state our body is in, prepare it for the stress of training, perform well in the session, and then recover from that session so we can carry on to perform just in day-to-day life, not even thinking about other training yet. So there we go. That's quite a bit to start with, but that please do have a play with that and try that out for morning training if it's not something that you already do. Okay, let's go to lunchtime. Lunchtime, well, if you've done your fueling right in the morning, you just need a normal lunch. You're not doing anything else special at lunchtime. So your lunch, which is high in veggies, got good dose of protein and whatever else you have with it, just generally to round out your meals, be it more fat, more carbohydrate, whatever's right for you. Okay, then we're going to have a run squad or a trainer session in the evening with some intensity in it. So before that session, it's going to be a fair while since you had lunch. So now's a good opportunity to, again, just top up, give yourself a little bit of fuel for going into that session, okay? We want you to be able to perform really well with the intensity of that session. Some people will say, well, I don't like eating before I run. Again, it doesn't have to be a huge amount, okay? But getting something in there, half a banana or a banana, a simple sandwich, something like that. And you don't have to have it minutes before. We're talking an hour or two beforehand is totally fine. But it's getting fuel in so you can perform, and then you're one step ahead on your recovery rather than waiting until completely till after. During the session in the evening, if we're running, you're generally not going to be taking in fuel. Again, those who are doing really, really big training, you may actually want to take some fuel in. Might be convenient to carry a gel. Those on the trainer, it's easier to have a bottle of sports drink with you. So again, when you've got intensity that is challenging you, is burning a lot of energy, having some extra fuel during it is a really good thing to do. And then after this evening session, if it's going to be a long time till you get home and cook and have dinner, then having a snack soon after training is really important, okay? A bit of protein, a bit of carbohydrate. Again, it could be that protein shake, an egg sandwich, some yogurt and banana, maybe even a protein bar, and I really kind of asterisk that because it's a packaged food, but for occasions, it's fine. Use something like that, but don't try and live off those if you can avoid it. Okay, so that's just getting you home. Then when it's time to eat soon afterwards, then we want to have your usual healthy stuff, a good amount of veggies. We want to have some carbohydrate again, not too much fat with this meal because we want to restock that energy. And we're thinking we've got to go with a bigger meal than normal. Again, think about a non-training day. You don't burn as much energy. You don't need as much. On a training day, you need to eat a lot more at that stage. Now, and again, look, you go into bed. You're saying, well, I don't have any immediate training afterwards, but we're just trying to get your body back into a low stress state so you can go to bed. And we're trying to give it the fuel it needs to do that performance of that session and recover from it. So tomorrow, you just carry on with normal day-to-day life. Okay, so again, in this evening session, we've had a pre-workout snack all the way through to what we've done through to dinner. It needs to account for the energy you've burned, okay? So again, it's recognizing you're burning heaps of energy there. That's where we need to concentrate our fueling. Okay, look, quite a lot of detail there, but please, again, try that out to help you perform well, recover well. That's what it's all about. Now, final scenario for today is, let's go to a Saturday training session, generally some kind of ride, and it's a longer day, more than we can normally fit in during the week. So the big question is, what kind of session have we got going on here? Are we talking about, at the moment, for example, where we're sometimes doing four-hour longer rides? They have been lower intensity, starting to bring in a bit of intensity. Or sometimes two-hour really intense hilly runs, hilly rides followed by a run. So, different scenarios. If you are going for just low intensity, even though it's a long session, then what you have for breakfast is you can manipulate this a little bit. You can go for a lower carbohydrate breakfast, something like with more protein and fat, something like an omelette, because you're not going to be going at intensity. You're not going to be working hard in that long, low-intensity ride. So you don't need to be throwing down lots of high-octane fuel for it straight away. Okay, you can, if you have a higher protein and fat meal, you set up your fat burning more in that session. Then, of course, during it, because you're out there for so long, you're going to take on some fuel. It might be an EMS bar or OSM bars, simple sandwiches that you carry with you. You don't need the high octane fuel because you're not going intense. You're just keeping topping up your energy throughout that, recognizing if you're out there for 4 hours, you're burning a fair bit. If we're going to do one of these harder sessions, say 2 hours of pushing strong hills and then a run off the bike, well, that's intensity, and it's quite a lot of it in 2 hours. It's much more than we're doing in a 1 hour run squat or 1 hour trainer session one evening. So again, we want to fuel up for that. That's where we want to have maybe a breakfast with a bit more carbohydrate in it, and we want to take some carbohydrate out there in the session with us to keep the fuel going in, keep fueling that session so that we can perform all the way through it. Now, again, I know this is going to be a foreign concept to a lot of people, because yes, you absolutely can do these sessions without this kind of fuel. But the big thing is, when you're doing that, you are compromising your recovery. And again, I know people will say, well, I wake up the next day and I can train fine. But imagine if you could do this and you could wake up even better the next day. Okay, when you finish the session, that you don't have to go home and demolish everything that's in the fridge because you have fueled during your session. Imagine when you come home, you don't have to crash out and have a sleep on the couch, because again, you've fueled your work, you've been recovering, dealing with your recovery process all the way through training, so you don't have to have that kip on the couch and be in trouble with the family. All of these kind of things, we're trying to fuel training, perform in training, and recover for other training and for life. That's what it's all about. Okay, so look, that's one of the common complaints that, or one of the common things I hear, well, I can do this without fuel, but just because you can doesn't mean you should. We can get more benefit out of it by being really conscious of how we fuel these things. Like I said, that if you got the rest of the day off, is recovery nutrition really important? Well, yeah, it is. We want to perform in life. So if you had to come in from a long ride, and again, I'm just making up numbers here, if you had burned 2,000 calories in that ride, there's no way you're going to sit down and eat a 2,000 calorie meal just then and there to recover from that. So you're starting your process early with your breakfast, fuel enduring, and you're just finishing your recovery process with your meal afterwards. Don't have to extend it on all day long. And look, I recognize that there are people who don't feel like eating immediately after, and I understand that. So in that scenario, if you're one of those people, consider, can you load up a little bit more before and during the training? Or afterwards, are there liquids like smoothies or other drinks that help you get something in immediately, just keep that recovery process going until you are ready to have that meal after training? Okay, so look, a few different scenarios there, different things to try out. But when this is working really well, we're supporting our good health because we still have that foundation of protein and veggies day to day throughout the day. We're not throwing that out. We're not replacing that with sugar for sports nutrition. We are having the day-to-day healthy meals, and we're adding on to that stuff to perform. We're going to perform better, and we're going to recover better. We're fueling both training and life. And all of this, it doesn't mean that you won't get tired, but it means that you can keep doing it and can keep getting the benefits, the most benefit you can out of your training. So that's what it's all about. Look, I recognize quite a long podcast and a lot of detail in here, so please do go re-listen. Please do ask questions if you've got them, and give this a go. Please do share experiences as well.